But coming up this weekend, it's back to the 80s for the Rotary Show.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
A sampling of some of the songs that the Coldwater Noon Rotary will have on stage Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Mike, does the chorus sound like that?
In fact, I didn't notice anybody there recording last night during our first rehearsal at Tibbetts, but apparently there was somebody there. Or were those the originals, Ken?
I can't tell. It'll be transparent, we believe, between the two. Back to the 80s. When you guys picked the theme for the show, was it tough to kind of come up with the right mix of songs to sing?
It was. I'm really not an 80s guy. I'm more of a 70s child, I guess. And I kind of hemmed and hawed for a while on this theme because I wasn't sure if I could come up with a good mix of music. But once it was all put together, I'm pretty happy with the mix, and I've had a lot of good comments on it. So. Yeah.
Mike Galliers is the director of the show, Tom Kramer, chair of the show. Putting all this together, obviously it's the music, but it's also the skits, and it's also a great way for the group to come together, isn't it, Tom?
Well, it's a long 2 months for us, but it takes, I know there's probably 60, 70 guys that contribute to this over a two-month period, and it's a process. You know, it's one of Tibbetts' largest productions of the year. We put a lot of bodies in the seats, and it's a lot of work, but it also gives the club an identity. It's a wonderful fundraiser for the community. Yeah. We end up giving back probably throughout the year $25,000 to $40,000 back every year to community events and organizations. So it's a great project.
Yeah, it's the ticket sales. It's obviously the ads in the program and the donations that you guys get for that. So theme on the skits this year, was there anything burning that you guys kind of themed through?
We're managing to offend a wide array of organizations and individuals, and people will just have to, I guess, we'd like them to come and see see the activity. But we have a wide spectrum of targets, let's just say that.
Well, I think you've never made it in Coldwater. You've never arrived until you've been skewered in the Rotary Show.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's kind of that mark of honor.
Yeah, it's not too hard to come up with material. We've been pretty fortunate, so just read the newspapers.
All right, Mike. It's a combination of obviously the big chorus. You've got some soloists, though, involved too, right?
We do have solos and some groups. Bill Milnes will be doing a solo. You played his recording from last night, I just heard.
Yeah.
In
yeah,
the intro.
Yeah.
Mark and Matt Gallier's doing a little duet song.
Uh-huh.
You have Curtis Covert and Randall Hazelbaker doing their things. Mm-hmm. Randall's well-known around Coldwater for his jazz playing and sax playing.
So he's doing a Chuck Mangione song.
He's doing a Chuck Mangione song. It's rock solid. Pat Albright and Rob Putnam. We have our big group of 12 or 14 guys out there doing their normal thing that they do. I think they're doing a country song this year, which is it's nice that they added a couple country songs into my more rock and roll background, I guess.
I'm looking forward to the B-52's Love Shack, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard rumors on that one so far.
Burning down the house and Love Shack, that's got to be worth the price of admission alone, I have to think.
Well, 7:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. You have reserved and non-reserved tickets available, Tom, right, for both of us, right?
Yeah, the reserved, if you want to get there 5-10 minutes before the show, the reserved are still available, especially for Thursday and a few for Saturday. And then general admission, $8 every night. It's just, I think, a good deal for $8. It's 2 hours of, we hope, entertainment and a tradition, a Branch County tradition, as you like to say.
Yeah. Well, and every year you pick it a little bit different theme for this, and this one back to the 80s for this. And the non-reserve tickets, Northwoods has them, Nutrition Express, also Taylor Stationers. For many of the Rotarians,
yes,
you guys
sir.
Still have some around. And obviously the Tibbetts is where you get the reserve tickets for that. Or you can go, I think you can still go online at Tibbetts.org to get those tickets,
yes,
too.
Yes, you
so.
Can.
All right, looking forward to the show this year. And you guys, this is production week. You've just started moving in. Any fancy sets or anything else that goes along with this?
Well, we've
costumes.
Got, we're kind of like the country of India. We kind of have our caste system. We have the prima donnas, the singers, the soloists. Then we move down to the chorus and the skit people. And then at the bottom, somewhere below, are the stage crew. And so we're very much like the country of India in terms of a hierarchy. And the stage crew doesn't particularly like to do a lot of work, so we struggle to get... things built, but they're pitching in this year and doing a little better job.
So you stick all the new members into the stage crew, right?
Right,
force
right.
Them to,
or put them in dresses.
Yes,
there
yes.
There you go. Well, and that's there's more cross dressing in this 3 days than there'll be in
oh, we hope so.
Hopefully, in a whole decade here in Branch County.
And a disturbing thing is that some of them seem to enjoy
like
it.
Yeah, and look pretty good.
Look better in drag than in their suits,
yes.
Right? So, all right. Well, it's songs like Arthur's Theme and Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Don't Forget About Me. We are the World one. I'm looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, that's an interesting mix, and the chorus does a little, and we have some step-out soloists in that one doing some...
Who gets to play Stevie Wonder in that one?
I can't remember which part Stevie is. There are so many people in that production of We Are the World, but mm-hmm. You have Mark and Matt Galliers and Bill Milnes and Eddie Lake, and Dr. Eddie Lake makes his cameo appearance there. Rob Putnam and Pat Albright, they all step out and do a nice part in that.
All right. Well, again, don't if it's one show you get to every year at the Tibbetts, this is the show you need to get to, again, to help out. Because, again, all that money comes back to the uh-huh. community through uh-huh. the Rotary. And what a great fundraising effort it is, and a lot of fun for you guys to do it. So 2014, a Rotary show back to the 80s. Mike Gallagher's Tom Kramer in the studio with us this morning, AM 1590 at FM 95.5 WTVB. This weekend...